This is Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Hello!
Hello!
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Hello, 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 hello.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the best of Don and Mike on this Thursday. What is it? Is it January 4th?
Fifth
already. Just to think, yesterday it was only the 4th. Well, anyway, I'm your host, Legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this fine, fine Thursday afternoon. And I've got Rob dancing around in the studio, holding up girly calendars. I've got Travis gawking at the girly calendars. And I've got John Norman here. You're Mike's son.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, how are you anyway?
I'm just sitting here doing nothing.
You know,
watching the show.
I'm having one of those days.
Uh-huh.
I'm having one of those days where I'm like 10 minutes behind schedule. So I'm going to need this first segment to get me acclimated.
Oh, one of those days. One of those rare days when Joe is behind schedule.
It's Thursday, Joe.
It is Thursday, Joe. Absolutely. I blame it on the fact that I got a new cell phone. But enough about me. Let's get right into the best of Don and Mike. By the way, Don and Mike returning on Monday. Can't wait for that. And they will have plenty and plenty and plenty more stories to tell you about their vacation. So until then, we've got tons and tons and tons of great best stuff for you. And you know it's always going to start out well when we start with Robert the Mailman. You know what he's doing in this segment? He is in the building selling porn. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I was going to put out a lost mailman announcement, but there's no need.
Good.
Robert Mailman, and it's no big deal, is now officially the property of the Junkies.
Yes, he has moved to another show.
Beth Ann called me this morning, or actually IM'd me. I don't know, it was about like 10:10 this morning, right after the Junkies
right.
went on.
Right.
Like, Robert's in here swapping porno, you know, and that's cool. Enjoy him. EB, cakes,
yep.
merch.
Sure.
Good luck with him. We house trained him. We broke him in.
And now,
he's
all yours.
He's yours.
So long, Robert.
And to think, I let him into my cyber world.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, was he in the studio as I'm hearing, or was he just on the telephone?
No. He wasn't on the show at all. They just talked about him.
Well, hold on. Why'd you send me the...
Well, because he was in here, and they were talking about him.
Why'd you send me the IM saying he's in with the Junkies?
Because they were talking about him.
But he wasn't on their show?
And he wasn't really...
Technically, when they talked about him.
In with them.
No, but...
Because he was there, he was doing something with the Rams, and then he was going around...
He was doing something with the what?
Like, something about... He was showing them his rims, one of them.
Rims,
his
car, rims,
wheels.
Right. His spinners or whatever.
Oh, wait a minute. Point of order.
Yeah.
I like to do that on the show occasionally.
Yeah, I agree.
Was Robert in the studio speaking on their show? Was he on the phone speaking on their show?
But and I even said that in my IM to Don.
I don't remember that. But was he... But hold on.
He's your bitch.
That's what you wrote to me.
Right.
You wrote to me, he's your bitch. Look what he's doing to you.
Because they were talking about him. I was listening and I go... And I saw that you were online. I IM'd you real quick.
This is a tough situation.
It is.
This is not
a
gray area.
But here's the thing.
Might have to be a trial.
We warned him though. We warned him.
No, but I mean he just came. He actually came in to see other people.
Like what other people does he come to see?
To see Timmy.
So he was in here.
but he wasn't in the studio.
Oh,
he was
okay.
On the second.
I see. And they just talked about
him. Did
he
come in to be on the Junkies show?
No, he did not.
Oh.
Oh, all right. Well, then why'd you send me
because
that email?
I thought it was funny. I looked up, and then there's Robert the Mailman with this big box of porn.
Listen, Bethany, if you send me an IM and you want it to be funny, you have to put that stupid smiley face after it. Like,
uh-huh.
Like
be St. Patrick's.
Well, I mean, what do you think the punishment should be, Bethany?
I don't think there should be any punishment.
Oh, you don't?
I was just letting you know what's going on.
All right, I got the feeling you're ratting him out from
that
IM.
I'm not ratting him out at all. I don't think you should be mad about it.
Not the first time a white woman has ratted out a black man.
I'm not ratting him out.
Okay.
Well, if you don't think it's a big deal, why'd you IM
that? The reason I IM'd him, I go, oh, they're talking about him. They'll probably get a call this afternoon. Let me just know. I was just going to let him know.
Oh.
Then why'd you write? And I do remember that. Hey, he's your bitch.
Because I was trying to be funny. I will no longer be funny. I'll just go, FYI, Robert's here selling porn, and they're talking to, the Junkies are talking
about him. Hold on.
About him.
Hold on. Robert was selling porn?
I think, or giving it, I don't know.
He was selling pornography to who? To people who work here?
I don't know.
Madonna.
Or,
yeah.
Well, EB is.
Yeah, especially
is,
Eric,
a big, you know, aficionado.
Right? Okay. All right, Bethann, so you think it's nothing. But then you got to put the smiley face on there.
I put the smiley face on when I said Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Right, and my response to you was, sure. Yeah, right.
So there was no part of you that was hoping that when you IM Don with this information that
Robert
would be banned from the show forever?
No.
Did you say you love Robert?
I don't love him. I like him.
Yeah. You like him when he comes around?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like petting? You like him to a point?
To a point.
Uh-huh.
To a point.
Fair enough.
And that point happens before the lasagna.
Well, what would you do if you were us?
Because here I am with egg on my face.
No, not egg. I just wanted you to know that they were talking about him because yesterday you got a call, or the other day, that he called into the show. So I just wanted you to know the truth.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of like somebody who, you know, say there's this major crime conspiracy, and then somebody rolls over on the rest of the gang members. And then, after they all go to prison, well, I really like them. I don't think you should have sent them to prison.
Uh-huh.
Very much like
that. Well, information is power, so, that's how it was intended. He said, I just thought it was funny. He's cheating. They're just talking about
explain,
him.
Please to explain the information is power comment.
Well, you know, it's just that the more you know, the more you can make a better decision before you fans of a show or...
See, so you were calling to give information in such a manner that I would think awful things about Robert.
I would submit...
I love Robert.
I would submit that Ms. McBride was throwing Robert under the bus.
Hold on, someone who heard him on their show today. Mary. Mary?
Yeah, but he wasn't on the show, but he was in there. Either before the show started, I think. He went in to show JB his rims on his car, and then he's trying to sell him the rims or something. And he brought in a whole bunch of porno. They said his trunk or something.
All right.
This is the second time that we've had a series that he's...
Rim jobs.
I never said that.
Hello. We were all thinking
that's what they're talking about.
Was on the phone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Robert the Mailman was on the phone with his first junkies.
Today?
Not today. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Well, did we know about
did
it the other day?
The other day. Did we yell at him yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Robert's on the other line.
Ah, this will clear everything up.
All right, thanks, BA.
Okay.
Bye. Hello?
What I do now?
Do I hear anything on the other end of this phone? Hello?
I think there's a dead man on the phone.
What do I do now?
Hello?
I can't hear you guys.
There's a radio file on the phone.
No, I was not on the show today.
There's somebody who loves another on the phone.
No, that's true, Mike.
There's somebody who violated the sanctity.
No, I did not.
You know, it's the...
I came to the station. I can't come to the station now.
Who just can't seem to get enough.
Can I explain?
Robert, anybody else's show.
But you know what, Robert? We don't have a problem with it. It's Beth Ann that seems to be upset.
I talked to BA today. I came to St. Timmy. I came to see what's the producer? What's the guy upstairs to play poker all the time?
Travis Edlin.
No, the
Cameron.
Your boss.
Cameron.
The program.
Cameron.
Came to see the program.
Cameron.
Play along.
Yeah. Sure you did.
Okay.
Sure you did.
Robert. I came to see the other guy that plays poker.
Well, weren't you on the air? Well, somebody said you were on the air.
I was not on the air today.
Yesterday you were.
No, I wasn't on the air yesterday. It was Tuesday or Monday.
And we spoke to him after that.
Uh-huh. You cussed me out about that, man.
Listen, now, I thought we had this conversation before.
I am your bitch. Can I say that?
I've got to tell you something, Robert. Regardless,
my bitch is mad, but I'm your bitch for the show.
But I want to tell you something. Now, after Beth Ann sent me this IM, I was sitting by the radio. I turned it on. I heard the junkies talking about something else. But it was on the background. I heard EB reference a couple of times. Oh, yeah. That's from Robert. Yeah, that's from Robert the mailman.
I told you. I was trying to get some rims, get them to switch the rims off of my Chrysler 300 mm-hmm. for a promotion they got. I wasn't trying to do it on the air.
You were trying
to. I talked to him off the air.
So you made a very specific effort not to be on the air.
You must make sure.
I left before the show started.
You must make sure that you tell the junkies or any other disc jockeys that you come in contact with.
Yes, master.
That they are not allowed to speak of you.
But how are you
going, master?
How are you going to repair the damage that was done?
I'm doing a giant bit for the show.
No, Robert, hold on.
Robert.
How are you going to repair the damage that's been done with Beth?
Robert! With Beth.
Robert, let me. Robert!
For sure.
Let him
finish the question.
Robert, is there a chance I could finish the sentence here?
Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, you don't have to worry about us. You have to worry about repairing the damage with Beth Ann.
I will bring Beth Ann, a man, back from Japan.
You're going to Japan?
Yes, I'm going to Japan.
Don't you remember, Mike? This was the great bit that he was telling us. He was going to save this for us.
Cast it'll be black ass.
Hey, Robert.
Are you going to visit family?
No, racist bitch. Strictly pleasure. I'm going somewhere where the white man ain't in charge.
Really?
Oh,
really?
That'd be nice.
Where is that? Fantasyland?
The moon.
What do you say, the moon?
The moon.
Nice trip.
I'm going to see how it's done right.
Where are you going, Robert?
It's called Nagoya. I'm going to Nagoya.
Really?
Yeah.
Be careful, boys.
Shut up, you.
Nagoya, where is Nagoya?
It's in Japan.
What's special about Nagoya?
The round trip ticket costs $400. That's what.
Really?
It's been nice knowing you.
Good luck, friends. Gifts. I'm going to do bits. I'm going to dress up. I'm going to put on my wet suit and take pictures with Japanese women.
You'll have a good time because it's real cheap over there.
You got a $400 round trip to Japan. I'd say that's like a death sentence either way. That's a guarantee that plane is going down. $400? All right, well, thank you. Listen, you understand how
protective... I'm your bitch, Don. Well, I do not want to be on anybody else's show.
You know how protective we are.
Guys.
You know how protective we are, Robert.
I know, man. I'm loyal to you, okay?
Okay, and listen...
Stop doubting my loyalty. Do you want me to come in blood that I'm Don and Mike's bitch on the front wall?
I don't think that's necessary.
Here's the thing, and I hate to keep playing the race card, but God... We gotta be your only white show. I mean, if you've got this need to be with other disc jockeys,
give me $4,000 spinners for my 300.
Well, they're giving you spinners?
I'm gonna trade if they. Well, actually, they don't like my car because it's too black.
Oh.
That's what they were saying today.
It's too ghetto.
My new car is too ghetto.
I was gonna say, listen. Here's the thing that I think. I think that as far as radio guys go, me and Mike should be your only white friends.
Because mm-hmm.
you're our only black friend.
I love you guys, man. I'm trying to make a deal to get get some free stuff.
I know, but now listen, can a brother like Donnie Simpson hook you up with a hookah?
I love Donnie Mike, man. You, Don.
Get over to Donnie's.
Can I have my jacket?
We'd have no problem with Donnie.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or Russ Parr, you know. Go to some happening.
I was not on the show today. They talked about me because I was walking around trying to sell some porno.
Yeah, right. Well, go over to WPGC and walk around there. And let Donnie Simpson talk about you.
Did you successfully sell any porno today?
The guys in the back, they want what I have, but they won't buy it in front of the women that work back there.
Oh.
They give out a couple of telephone numbers, so they want to call me on the lowdown.
Yeah.
I have Chinese porno, I have black and white, I have grandmas having sex, gangbangs.
Do you have any Sora Oi?
I don't know names, I don't do names.
Okay. Asian, hot Asian.
Go by labels, you know, Asians are the worst, you know, white women are the, Spanish, my Spanish sells a lot.
So I'm getting the picture now. What you're walking around the radio station today?
Right.
And you're walking up to cubicles and you're just asking. Are you interested in some porno?
Certain people already buy from me. Like Timmy buys from me.
I'm sure he'd be happy to have you revealing that fact.
Timmy's a single man. He does what he wants.
That's right. He's an adult.
The guys upstairs have bought one or two from me.
Wow.
You know, as a loyal fan of the Dynamite Show, you guys are free.
You mean
you don't do that type of show anymore?
Yeah, no. So you would give us porn?
I have three boxes. I will bring them to you when you come off vacation.
Okay, I don't want any porn.
Just be loyal to the show.
Robert, when you were in today, did you have a chance to have a talk with Travis? I was wondering if he was a client.
They like porno, too. So I'm trying to sell. I'm trying to make some money.
But Travis in particular, since Rob brought it up, I'm very curious. Do you sell to Travis?
Well, he wants to talk to me afterward.
So what? Does he like what?
I'm thinking best customer.
Or I'm thinking, like, what is Travis like, snuff films or something like that?
I don't do anything illegal. I don't do teenagers. I don't do...
I think Travis, I would think, would be a big purchaser based on our theories when he spent all that time on the internet. Here comes John Norman.
Hi, John. In Travis's defense, I don't think he was here when Robert was here earlier.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. No problem.
But you have had dealings with Travis before.
I'm loyal to the show. I don't understand why you guys keep dogging me out here.
Listen, Robert, did you understand? Beth Ann sends me an IM.
Beth Ann is not being truthful. She knows I love
Let's get Beth Ann involved in this.
Okay. I need to use that phone.
I don't know what her problem is. I don't think she still gets her period, so that can't be it.
I need to call Beth Ann.
Hold on. We'll let Beth Ann. She's the one that seemed to have the problem.
I sat in her office. Why is she dogging me now?
She sent me the IM.
And why are you using the word bitch, VA?
Yes, I was shocked.
Because they were talking about it yesterday, or whenever you were on the show.
I'm allowed to say that, not you.
He was just, hey. And then I heard the junkies talking about you, and said, hey.
So what? Now you're going to say I'm Don's coon, too?
I really didn't think it would cause all this, or I wouldn't have sent it.
Well, Beth Ann, did I leave before the show started? Was I out of the area?
I really don't know. I IM'd him when they were talking about you on the air.
Yeah, but they talk about me. I'm not on the show.
I didn't say you were on the show.
You know what I'm getting right now? Sexual tension.
You bet.
No, you're not getting anything.
Absolute sexual tension.
I didn't talk on the show.
I know. I didn't say you talked on the show. If Don could remember the email, I did not say that.
Yeah, so I am, ma'am. Me and you okay? We trying to work on a bit here. I don't want to get banned from the show.
All right, you're not banned.
I'm here for airtime.
Okay, you're not banned. Okay.
I appreciate it, fellas.
All right.
I send you pictures from Japan.
That would be great.
When do you go to Japan, Robert?
The second week in May. All and right. I'll bring porno when you guys come off vacation just for you. Free porno.
All right.
Hold on. I need to talk to you off the air. Hold on a second, Robert. Hold on just a second. Bye, B.A.
Bye, B.A.
She already hung up.
Did she hang up on Robert?
She hung up on all of us. Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Her IM was a ploy for attention from Robert, in my opinion.
You're not in the air.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to play tonight? Hold on. We step away from the microphone. No. How about an hour later than that? Uh-huh. Okay. See you there. Bye.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tonight you can play porno football.
Yeah. Meet him on the Xbox. Don't want to give out the time, though.
Yeah, because then you'll have everybody joining.
Because that's what all my fans then. Get an Xbox Live.
My fans. All your money fans.
that's what I see. Dumb messages like, Don, where are you?
Where are you? Come to me.
All my money nerd fans. It's like 40. You go on Xbox Live, it says 46 people online.
My fans.
Right now.
But they try to get to you.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I'll play with them tonight. God, I hope I beat his ass tonight.
And I think everything got worked out, and Robert is still on the show.
I'm
glad.
Yeah. And I just had two questions for Beth Ann McBride.
Very good.
Hello?
First, did you hang up on us again?
I didn't mean to hang up. Sometimes you just keep talking, you never go back to me, and it disconnects anyway, so I thought that's what was happening.
Oh, and did you mention something about your thank God arriving?
Huh?
Did you say you're having your period?
No. He said, I'm sure she doesn't get her period now, and I still get it.
Oh.
I'm not that old, Robert.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, in fact,
yeah, that deserves a round of applause.
You do. You do still get it. Okay, good. How is it?
How is it?
Is it as good as ever?
It's wonderful.
Ah! As good as when we were young?
It's been awesome the entire time.
Do you think you're going to be able to successfully repair your relationship with Robert?
I like Robert. I didn't think that I would. I just thought it was funny that I was listening, and I was listening to the Junkies,
yeah.
And they were talking about Robert, and yeah. I saw Don
right
was on the computer.
Well, we believe you.
I'm just keeping it. I'm not saying a thing.
It's a little bit like
my job.
It's a little bit like a boy pushing a girl down in the playground, isn't it? Sure, it's sort of hostile, but really what you want.
No, it really wasn't meant to be hostile.
No, not at all. Don't worry, everything's fine.
Well, I think you've learned a valuable lesson here, Beth Ann, about the power of a little bit of information.
Information is power, Buzz.
Yeah, but sometimes dangerous power.
I'll just keep it to myself.
Fight the power.
I still don't understand why you threw Robert under the bus like that.
I didn't throw him under the bus.
Flirtation.
If I could just congratulate you on on the fact that after you're 39 and holding,
mm-hmm.
you've still got it going on. You're still getting your visit, your monthly visit.
You could still.
I think that's normal, Don.
For a 39-year-old, yeah.
You could still breed.
Congratulations.
And Robert's a single guy.
Nice. And we know he can breed.
I'm going to go for the Japanese dude.
Japanese. Okay. All right, goodbye, Beth.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Good old Flo McBride.
Do you think it'll be hard to spot Robert in Japan?
Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike, they're going to all think he's Shaquille O'Neal. Really, they never see black people over there.
Wait till he walks into the first geisha house and says, hi, Flo.
He's wearing his Shaq uniform over there.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was in Japan last year in a little town called Nikko City.
Yeah.
And I did not see any black people. I was there for 10 days,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't see a single black person. And if he's getting there for $400, I think he better be prepared when he walks off the plane.
So you were there for 10 days and didn't see one black person. Rob.
No, not one. I think they're importing him just to see what he looks like.
Did you get any apologies when you were over there?
No, absolutely not.
For sinking the Arizona?
See, that's what I was going to ask. Is that the great equalizer? Could you ever let that go about the Arizona simply because it's predominantly an all-white society?
No, but it's not.
Too complex a question.
It's not an all-white society.
I understand.
Asian society.
And it's expensive.
But as Robert said, he's going to a place where the white man is not in control.
That's right.
That's why he's going over to Japan.
I understand. The yellow man is in control there. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yes.
Right.
But there's no blacks there.
I know. Well, there will be in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Robert will be there, and then he'll come back with stories of his trip.
And I know that would be appealing to you, Rob.
That's right.
Is he going with anybody? If there's an empty seat next to him, I'm thinking the lady in the next room.
Oh
thank goodness. I thought you were going to suggest me.
Could you imagine?
Give me a videotape of that.
Could you imagine being on an airplane with Beth Ann for 12 hours?
Oh.
Yeah, especially an airplane.
I'm not having the same thought you are, Mike.
A $400 flight? Probably propellers involved there.
Sure.
$400. Welcome to Japan.
Nagoya.
Please have a seat and lock arms with person next to you.
Very exciting.
Landing now.
In case of emergency, Robert Mailman can be used as flotation device.
Oh, look at a snappy new record jersey.
You think he's changed it to get the Miami Heat outfit going now?
I think so. You know, he was very disappointed that the Wizards beat the Lakers the other night.
Yeah. He's dynamic as always in purple, Robert Mailman. And
maybe he'll wear that purple jumpsuit that he wore that one day.
I especially like those cracks that he has around his armpits.
Yeah.
Those, like, they're almost like reverse varicose veins.
Yes, wonderful
they're
look.
Going all the way down, almost into his breast area.
Delightful. Delightful.
Handsome man. Handsome man, but still loyal to this show.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank God.
And we thank him for that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, man, hey, they got a bunch of black dudes over there from the military, man.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to go to the right spot.
They've seen black people before.
Thank you for the update.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
I didn't mean to
car.
I didn't mean to go to that one. I meant to go to this one.
I've got your picture.
As long as we were talking about it.
Just Jerry Todd.
Yeah.
I'd like a million of you all around myself. I want the doctor to
hello.
Take a picture.
Don and Mike show.
He's
so
good.
I can look at you.
Hello.
Inside.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Well, yeah.
Say, I was over in Japan for 3 years with the military.
Yeah.
And black people are just an oddity over there. The women just flock to them.
I really think so.
Well, he'll have a good time there.
Right,
thank you.
Thank you.
Turning Japanese. Turning Japanese. I really Japanese. Think so.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi there. Remember when we had we pitched down Colette and she sounded like Robert?
Yes.
There's the other direction.
So that's right. Robert pitched up to sound like Colette?
Well, not as much as I would like it,
okay.
But it's still pretty funny.
Okay, first, here is Colette with her voice pitched down slower, where Colette, our wonderful receptionist, sounds like Robert Millman.
Hey, Rob. Speewack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bald head ass.
And now here is Robert, I guess recorded today when he was here, and his voice is sped up by the same amount that Colette's voice is slowed down.
Okay.
Hi, Rob. This is Robert the Mailman. And I just come to say, I really, really do hate you.
He's younger.
You racist bastard. In your ass. You can go to hell and die. You and your whole family.
Thank you.
It didn't sound like Colette, but I sure enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, Rob.
Like
this is
bell.
Robert the Mailman. And I just come to say, I really, really do hate you, f***ing racist bastard, f***ing your ass. You can go to hell and die. You and your whole family.
Jerry Todd.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you. Got a break, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
Free FM.
Free FM.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network. No question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, your neighborhood wireless zone location, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Now I have a question for you guys.
Oh, my.
Game check out,
yeah,
boys.
It's horrible.
It's awesome.
Here
I
we
love
go.
It.
What do these shows have in common? Seinfeld, Cosby, Friends, Cheers,
funny.
And My Name is Earl.
They're all cartoons.
What's wrong with you?
They're not?
They all became huge comedy hits on Thursday.
Right. Oh, what?
Mr. My Name is Earl.
They moved
it's
it.
Tuesday.
They moved it to Thursday nights. My Name is Earl and The Office are now on Thursday.
Oh,
on
really?
Yeah, it's actually four comedies. Really good ones, too. They got Will and Grace and a new show from the writers of Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Four Kings.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah. Seth Green?
Yeah, Seth Green. The guy
from Austin Powers?
Uh-huh. Very okay. funny guy. And then, of course, the hottest hour on television, which is...
My name is Ari Offer.
I love it.
Yes, we know.
Make it
so wow. So Thursday nights on NBC is like,
great.
They got like wall to wall comedy.
Big night
I call
comedy.
It wall to wall comedy.
Right.
I like that. It's like
yeah.
a carpet.
Yeah, exactly. It's not shag.
No.
This is high end comedy.
That's right. More jokes
yeah.
per square inch
yeah.
than any
yeah,
other night
like
of comedy.
This is handmade comedy.
Tonight, 2 hours of comedy. I love it.
That's right. NDR.
All new.
NBC.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by GMRI.
This is Larry Michael with Sonny Jurgensen on Redskins Radio. The Skins are headed to the playoffs, Sonny. After a 5-6 start, did you think they'd win five straight?
No. I didn't, to be very honest. I did not think so, but the coaches met with them. They met with the veteran players, told them then, we can't afford another loss. If we do, we're going to be out. And they took it upon themselves to come together, and they got on the 5-game winning streak.
Redskins at Tampa Bay Saturday. Pregame starts at 1. on Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
GMRI, a Sun Microsystems iForce partner, knows it's not always the number of players, it's the quality of the players that makes the difference. The same is true for your enterprise solution. It's not the number of servers, but how they perform. Save time, save money, save space. Let the GMRI Sun Technology team design an enterprise consolidation game plan that meets your performance requirements. Contact GMRI today at 800-232-4671 or on the web at GMRI.com. Check their website for career opportunities and score extra points when you join their winning team.
20th Century Fox and Happy Madison Productions present...
Dude, speak about your grandma's house?
Grandma's boy.
You remember my grandson, Al?
How old are you now?
36.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
My grandson's gay, too. I'll give you his number.
Warning, Josh. We're spending our rent money on Filipino hookers.
You're a hooker!
This movie contains foul language. I don't give a... Strong sexual content.
You are my first.
You are my... 3,000-something.
I just don't want a condom.
And the implicit, behavior.
He has quite a kick.
I can hear my hair growing.
Tomorrow.
Afraid!
You'll laugh.
I feel like Tom Cruise's cocktail.
You'll cry.
Why are you so sweaty?
Oh, I started a fight club.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa!
You'll...
What is that ringing? Do I have a tumor?
Forget what you were just talking about. Happy Madison's Grandma's Boy. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents. Tomorrow, only in theaters. Go to grandmasboymovie.com.
It's time to kick things up again.
It's the mother of all homecomings.
The WWE has come back home.
Every Monday, WWE Raw comes home to USA Network, the place where it all began. Featuring Stone Cold Steve Austin, the champ John Cena.
You want to do something, you just do it.
The Boss, Mr. McMahon, Hall of Fame legend Hulk Hogan.
If you want to match with me, all you had to do was ask.
Mick Foley, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, the Divas, and the return of Triple H.
The King is back on his throne.
Time to play the game. WWE Raw Homecoming.
This is Monday Night Raw.
Every Monday at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
Get USA on Cox Cable for $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 703-480-6222. Expires 1906. New customers only in Cox wired serviceable locations.
As official HDTV of the NFL, Samsung has become an inspiration to NFL fans everywhere, showcasing a new reality of sight and sound that boldly carries the experience of watching football to unforeseen levels of passion and intensity. Never again will friends simply gather to watch a little game of football, but will instead, like Samsung HDTV in the NFL, lock arms together to experience America's greatest pastime like never before. Just ask Dan Marino, who watches on his Samsung LCD HDTV. Boomer Esiason on his SlimFit HDTV. Steve Young on his Samsung Plasma HDTV. Or Troy Aikman on his Samsung DLP HDTV. For NFL football, it has to be Samsung, the official HDTV of the NFL.
Go to Best Buy from now until the Super Bowl and talk to a Samsung HDTV expert who can tell you all about HD and our great offers. Go online to Samsung.com/NFL for store listings.
Hey, you. Yes, you. The one with the dead-end job making less than $30,000 a year. What are you going to do with your life? When are you going to start down a brighter path to success? Have you been telling yourself for years that you've got to get out of that crummy job, and you still haven't done anything about it? How much longer can you afford to wait? Now's the time to make a change. It's time to start making the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year that you deserve. ComputerTrain.com provides you with the tools you need to get your career on track in less than 6 months. We'll even help you find a job when you complete your training. Find out more by logging on to our website at computertraining.com and find out how our graduates are living their dreams by making an investment in themselves for a better tomorrow today. Please note that not everyone is qualified. You'll need to demonstrate that you have solid computer skills and a sincere desire to succeed in order to be accepted into our Microsoft IT Academy. To learn more, visit computertraining.com and take the online entrance challenge. Again, that's computertraining.com, helping you build a better tomorrow today. Computertraining.com is not guaranteed job placement at salary level. This skills can be dramatically affected by employer size, industry, employer potential, years of experience, and other
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, giving you the auto scoop with Adam Goldfein.
When you're shopping for a new car, pay very close attention to the dealer you plan on doing business with. All dealers are not created equally. If you're looking for a dealer who truly cares about you as an individual, look for a dealer who's a good corporate citizen, one who supports the community and is concerned with the welfare of its customers and our families. Remember, buying a car takes just a few moments. Owning a car takes years.
Start 2006 with a double good feeling in a brand new vehicle from Koons during the Koons for Kids campaign. Koons Honda and Koons of Manassas will save you thousands on new and certified pre-owned Hondas, Buicks, Pontiacs, and GMCs, and they'll donate $50 to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Imagine big savings on all Hondas, Buicks, Pontiacs, and GMCs, plus you can help a worthy cause when you buy. Get that double good feeling today at Koons, I-66 and Business Route 234 in Manassas, Virginia, or grabthewheel.com.
Tonight, it's here. The return of NBC Comedy Thursday. Four great comedies, one big night.
This is fun.
Starting with Will and Grace. And from the creators of Will and Grace, the new comedy Four Kings with Seth Green. Then, the season's number one comedy hit, My Name is Earl, on its new night.
You gotta love it.
With the other big hit of the fall, The Office.
Drum roll!
Will and Grace, Four Kings, My Name is Earl, and The Office. The return of NBC Comedy Thursday, tonight.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
Free. Free. Free your mind.
Let your mind be free.
This is Free FM.
You're free. And freedom is beautiful.
The John and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's a funny kind of a thing, but you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load is off my shoulders. You're good.
Doc.
Thank you.
Mr. Beatty, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something.
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I did.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to begin to touch with you.
Don't.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Could we define fag? Because some feelings may come up.
I go fag, you die. Got it?
Got it.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You're good, Doc. You're good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
You tell him, Julia, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. And as Julia told you, Don and Mike returning triumphantly on Monday. Is that the 9th? Yes, the 9th. So, anyway, moving right along, let's get into more of the best of it. I'm looking over the sheet, and we've really got a great show for you to see. So in this next segment, Don and Mike make a call to Ireland, and then Jim Nance is back. It's the best with Don and Mike.
We've not yet called Ireland.
Oh, we have to call Ireland.
And we used to just be able to call and just say, hey, Don and Mike show, you're on the air. And, we, you know, to an extent, you can get away with that, but calling overseas, the lawyers really get their panties in a wad.
You know, and all over the years when we've called Ireland, I begin to think that perhaps it is even a bigger holiday here now than it is over there.
Yeah, I think so. 5-3-1-8-1. Okay, we're calling Gibney's Pub, which is in
Gibney's?
G-I-B-N-E-Y-S.
Sorry, due to calling, we cannot complete your call.
Who is this, please?
Hello, this is Gibney.
Hi, Mr. Gibney.
Yes. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Who am I speaking to?
This is Don and Mike.
Sorry. Lots of noise on the line.
You hung up on Mr. Gibney.
That's rude.
You can still hear him, though.
Hi. I'm here now.
Hi, Mr. Gibney. Way to go. You teleported.
Yeah, let me try again.
Gibney.
All right, now we'll try Duffy's Pub.
Oh, Duffy's Pub.
3-1.
It's good to be at Duffy's Pub on St. Patrick's Day.
Sounds right.
Duffy's Pub, that's like the real touristy over-the-top pub, I think.
Okay.
In Dublin.
In Dublin, where it's now... Oh, that's the ring, Robbie. Okay.
Hi, this is Duffy.
Hello, Duffy.
Oh, hi there.
Yeah, the guy just answered tonight. Hi, this is Duffy. All right, so now we'll get somebody.
All right, we're calling from America. May we put your voice on the radio?
Tell me what the drunkest person in the bar...
Can I speak to the drunkest person at the bar? The drunkest person in the bar. Hello?
What's he doing?
Oh, it's Dopey's Pub.
Hello?
St. Patrick's Day. What's going on?
He seems to have set the phone down.
Mm.
Right, hold on a second. We're very busy here.
Hold on. Let me see if I can just hear the sound of the room.
9:30 p.m.
You're listening live. Hello?
Duffy's Pub.
Oh, that's you again.
No, I think they hung up.
Okay.
Let me try to call back.
No. Yeah. Let me try. It's fun.
Duffy's Pub.
Here we go. Come on, get ready for action. Come on, give me that Ireland ring. There it is. Beautiful. Okay. Just get the first guy, I guess. Are you there, Rob?
Hi.
Oh, hi there. This is America calling. How are you today?
The entire country calling.
Hey, we have permission to put your voice on the radio. Okay, hang on. It'll be on the radio.
Funny. Very good.
Much
here
better.
We go. And now live from Dublin, Ireland, here's a guy at Duffy's Pub. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, sir? May we ask?
Yes?
Is your name Duffy?
No, my name is Paddy Farrell. Well, I just work for Duffy's.
Paddy Farrell, how are you today?
All right, thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
Boy, I wish this guy spoke American.
Yeah,
really understand? Do.
He lost me on the name.
Paddy Farrell.
Can you tell us something, sir? Are you wearing green?
Well, I'm wearing green. All green today.
Good.
All right.
Yes.
Is it a big crowd? Are you having a good St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, it's a very big crowd today.
Very good. And so do people in Ireland celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
There's a lot of people around. There's racing from Cheltenham as well on today, and there's a lot of people around.
See, I don't understand a word he said.
Now, will you be closing at 11:30 tonight?
No, we're not closing until 12:30.
12:30, that's different.
All of that. All right. Can we please speak to somebody at your bar to ask them about their St. Patrick's Day experience?
Yes.
Hopefully somebody was in their cups.
Sorry?
Somebody drunk.
You want to speak to someone?
See?
Yeah.
See? I just said
see.
What did I say see for?
You want to speak to a customer?
Yes. Could we speak to a customer?
See.
Could we speak to a customer who's really drunk?
Yeah, I got one for you now.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
Habla Espanol? See?
See.
All right, now we're going to get the drunkest person at Duffy's Pub. Hello? The guy hang up? It's got that sound, doesn't it?
Hello?
That's the quiet. No, Mike, that's you.
Duffy's Pub.
I'm drunk.
Okay, you know, you almost fooled me for that. You almost fooled me.
Did the guy
me.
Hang up?
I think he did.
I got a number of another bar in Ireland that is incredible.
Oh, hold it.
Hold on, they're back. Hello? Hello?
I think he's telling the guy to come on.
Yeah, gotcha.
He's telling me.
We want somebody. Hello, hi, what's your name? Yes, this is Don. This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Good to see you too well.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
And the same to you. Where are you calling from?
D.C., Washington, D.C.
From
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
What's your name?
What? I can't hear you.
You're
too well.
On the air.
Hey.
What is your name?
Welcome, New York City.
What is your name?
I live in Central Park West.
You
know Rosie O'Grady's. You know Rosie O'Grady's?
Well, yes, I know Rosie O'Grady's.
Yeah. Well, I drink Rosie O'Grady's.
He's drunk, all right.
Yes.
I'm drunk. I'm very drunk. I'm drinking brandy.
Brandy.
How long have you been drinking?
you know what time it is. It's 9:40
yeah.
Irish time.
Right.
You're only starting now. 9:40 Irish time. That's 9:40 p.m.
That's 5 hours.
Right.
And you're only, you're 5 hours. So, you're only starting, you are.
Yeah.
We're
just getting ready.
Watching the parade.
Did you watch the parade? Did you watch
the parade on Fifth Avenue?
Oh, no, didn't watch it, no. Were you getting in a fight?
I can't hear you.
Are you going to get into a fight?
Who am I, Maya? Listen, you have a good one, you hear?
Hey, Sluncha.
You want me to put you back to Patty?
Okay.
Would you say...
Hold a second now.
Would you say hello?
He's handing it back to Patty.
He's handing it back to Patty.
Patty. We're having a good time, huh?
Oh, we're having a great time.
Right. Would you please...
All right, Patty Farrell.
Hello?
Patty Farrell.
Yeah, here you go.
Here you go.
Patty.
He's putting Patty Farrell back on the phone.
Jesus.
Huh?
Patty, are you there?
He's telling him that he used to live in New York. Yeah. I still hear the guy on the phone.
Yeah, he's asking us if we watched the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York.
Oh, just a minute.
Hey, listen, Patty, thank you very... And that is that with T's or D's?
Back again.
Is it Patty like...
D's,
like
think.
A girl's name? Or
probably
or
no.
Patty. Or Patty like the double pounder, the quarter pounder.
No. It's probably P-A-D-D-Y.
Right. Patty?
Yes?
Patty, thank you very much. How drunk was that guy?
He's been drinking here since about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
So that's
four hours.
Four and a half hours.
Four
all right.
Hours.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Mike, I don't know. Is there a ceremonial thing you say to a guy at the end of this?
Patty.
Yes?
May you be halfway to heaven before the devil knows you're dead.
No, you said it.
Take care. Sláinte.
Okay.
Here's to drinking with bow-legged women.
No.
Swimming.
Swimming.
Right.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Or drinking.
Okay. I'll bet that I'll
have to go. Don't you think of all the U2 albums...
Here's the honor. Getting honor, staying on... No, I'm sorry.
Don't you think of all the U2 albums, Zootopia is the worst, even worse than the Boy album?
What's that right?
How is your brother Colin?
Who?
Colin Farrell.
How about that Colin Farrell? You know, he's all the rage.
No.
Are you related to him?
No, it's no relation to why, no.
No?
No.
Okay.
Wouldn't mind having his money, though.
Hey, wouldn't mind having his money. That's it. Yeah. It's a pretty good summer.
Yeah.
Why do you like potatoes so much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about the famine.
All right.
All right, have
okay. Thank you,
Otto.
Bye.
Bye. He's got everybody.
Bye, bye.
The only one not wearing green today.
Right.
Big Otto.
Green.
I'm over. That's not my ass. That's green.
Yeah.
That's that.
This more, is the greenest I've got.
More brown than green.
Yeah.
More brown than green.
How many times have I heard that?
More brown than green.
I tell you.
There you go.
Water there, Steelac. Wouldn't mind having his money.
That's right.
That's the call to Ireland. So that's the guy at Duffy's Pub.
It's a shame he didn't hang up.
And he was a good drunk guy. He was an okay drunk guy, I thought.
Yeah, he was.
Hold on, here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
To Bill Brasky. Now, I just wanted to say, Japan sounds like paradise, doesn't it?
Okay, we get back. We get back to all the Japan.
Check it out. What's that place in Wichita? The Laugh Factory? What is it?
The Looney Bin.
The Looney Bin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. Hey, I was just watching this baseball hearing thing, man. Do you really think Canseco was hoping for all this crap to come out of it?
Hey, has McGuire been up there yet? He's the one I wanted to see.
In tears, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, he's been up. He's just, all he's saying is, I'm not here to talk about the present. I'm here to talk, you know, I was here about the past. I just want to put a positive light on it. And
here's the thing. Did Mark McGuire say or not that he took it?
No, he said his lawyers advised him not to answer specific questions about steroid use.
Yeah, he's been very aloof.
I was watching that for a while on ESPN this morning for coming into work, and they were showing all the, in my mind, the boring stuff, the stuff leading up to the players.
Right.
It was like,
right.
You know, families of kids who have died because of steroid use,
right.
And then yelling at the baseball.
Now they got the panel of players up there, and it's, everybody's avoiding questions except for Canseco, and everybody's going back to his book, and it's like, that's all he wanted to do was sell his book, and now it's coming back to bite him in the ass, I think.
You know, unfortunately, it's like so many things when there's a congressional hearing, you get the impression that they all want to make their speech.
Right.
They all want to talk about how high and mighty they are, mm-hmm. And, you know, if some good comes out of it, who knows?
I mean, I really do. I'm a baseball fan. I'm a diehard Dodger fan, but, I mean, I'm glad none of our players are involved in any of this crap.
When Canseco was up today, he said he'd be more candidate if somebody could offer him immunity.
Okay.
Yeah, have more to say.
You know, he is the slime ball
looking
of slime
to cut
ball.
A deal.
You know, who cares? I mean, at this point, I dig what all the parents are saying,
right.
You know, and especially the parents that I saw testifying today whose kids killed themselves because of steroids,
well,
roid rage.
From this time forward, you know, you get it out of there and you do whatever you have to do to get it out of there.
I mean, look at sports seriously over the last 20 years. Like, are we all so stupid that we don't think any NFL guys have taken roids?
No, I don't. The whole thing's stupid.
Like, they all don't take roids, their own kind of,
right.
You know, roids? Mm. They do. It's wrong, but they do.
Seriously, do you think those bodies just happened from hard work?
I mean, look at a picture of Mark McGwire when he first broke into the A's, mm-hmm. and then look at him when he broke the record.
Right.
I mean, I don't see what the harm is. If I was Mark McGwire, I'd sit up there and go, yeah, I took injections in the ass, but I hit 70-some home runs.
Right.
I saved the whole freaking sport.
Right.
Everybody did it.
Now, you might say Cal saved the sport.
Man, I don't care. You know, I don't care if they're on drugs. They're not out driving cars. They're not flying airplanes. If it would make the Packers a better team on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I'd let them all smoke crack on the sidelines.
But if there was one team that was doing, you know, that stuff, and the Packers weren't allowed to because of their policy, you'd want the other guys, you know, to level the playing field for the Packers.
I think that they all should be able to get high. All athletes should be able to
get high.
What I'm saying, or
get high.
Whatever it is that they need to take.
Well, I think the lawmakers are probably taking Viagra. So,
you know, if it's a steroid issue, or as I said, you know, I would welcome seeing the Green Bay Packers on the sideline. They're huddling up, and you see them passing the crack pipe.
Hey, man, this is performance enhancing.
Back and forth. Or how about this? Beginning of a two-minute drill, they call a timeout. Mm-hmm. Some guy comes over. Marshall Faulk pulls out his pants. Mark Bulger gives him the old...
Watch how fast he's going to go now.
You know, who cares?
Well, now, here's the deal. I think if anything comes out of it just now, but to look into the past, and like when people talk about adjusting record books, you're never going to be able to get away with
McGwire,
that.
McGwire, you know, and Mark McGwire, I don't think he'll be tainted as being an American hero for taking steroids. All these
guys
did.
This is Vince Lombardi. Where's my spoon and lighter? Woo! Scared? Scary.
Who's that?
I think it's a surprise guest you may want to speak to.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Hello, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My old pals who just dropped me like a rat?
I am totally mystified. I have no idea.
It's Jim Nance.
This is Jim Nance?
Yes.
Nancy, you're kidding me.
It is your old friend Jim Nance.
Well, it is Jim Nance. Now
stop
I recognize his voice.
Remember, it's been that long.
Wow.
Stop the show, everybody.
Now, what in the world did I do to get on your hit list?
Wow. Listen to this.
I had an S to that, and you were on it, but now you're off it.
Wow.
What in the world happened?
Jimmy, here.
What happened to us?
Oh, God. Do we have the time?
Jim, where are you right now?
I'm courtside in Charlotte on the practice day for the regional that'll get started here tomorrow that includes Duke and North Carolina, and we're about 10 minutes away from Duke taking the floor. This place is going to go bonkers. Well, I can barely hear you two.
Okay, well then listen, let's leave it at this. I hope that you called because we tried to contact you. Is that why you called? I hope you got our message.
I don't know why I called. I called because I miss you guys.
You got the message. Jim, we need to make you a part of the Don and Mike bosom again.
Absolutely.
We need to have you back in the bosom of our family.
I thought this was one of the great comedy teams of all time.
This is the Terry reunion, hopefully,
I
Jim.
More people come up to me and ask me, what happened with you and Don and Mike?
Jim, well, here's what we need to do.
I don't have the answer.
All right, I'll be honest with you. There was a prettier face,
and we cheated.
His name was Rich Eisen.
We won,
and we cheated on you, Jim.
And
you dumped me for Rich Eisen.
But I want to tell you something. Yeah, we did, but it was a mistake.
What do you guys want to talk about here on my last appearance on the Dynamite Show?
No, Jim, we're telling you it was a mistake.
We broke up with Rich Eisen now. We broke up.
You know, I don't care what happened, but all I know is you explained what happened, and I do feel very betrayed.
Well, okay, well, Jim, we want to come back to you.
But Jim, hold on.
Will you take us back?
But Mike, I must say something first.
I don't know. I've written letters. I need a few other things before I can even think about it.
I've got to remind you of the world.
I'm trying to figure out why you dropped me for Rich Eisen.
because of the world of hurt that you put us in when you turned your back on us at the Houston Super Bowl. Jimmy, don't you remember?
Yeah, we were hurt.
Town.
We were lovers scorned.
And Jim, you know, Jim, do you know what a sap I am?
Being there and being mooned by you guys.
Do you remember? You don't know this, Jim.
What a scary sight.
The Saturday night before the Super Bowl. Who was sitting in front of their TV at 11 o'clock watching the CBS affiliate with your story? Yeah, I was watching, Jimmy.
There you go.
I'm watching, and I'm watching crying, thinking, this great man couldn't even make it to our broadcast site in his hometown of Houston. That's why we went to be with Rich Eisen.
Where it began.
Wow.
But now, Rich Eisen is no longer with us.
Rich Eisen is no Jim Nantz.
He is no Jim Nantz.
He's dead to us.
What is? I'm sorry, forgive me. What does Rich Eisen do again?
We're not Jim.
Yes, exactly.
No.
Exactly.
You're correct. He's a good man.
You're
and
correct.
A very respectful guy, too.
Yeah, but I want to tell you something, Jim, and there's no BS here. I swear to God. I swear on my kid's life, and my wife hates it when I say that. But it's the only way I can tell you the truth. We didn't have as much fun with Rich Eisen in 1 week as we had with you all the times you were on the show.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter. But the other thing I smell here is that I just did nothing but fill a spot. This had nothing to do with relationships. This happened to be, okay, we need an NFL guy, an NFL body. So it had nothing to do with quality or relationships or anything like that. It's just, you know, plug somebody in.
That's true.
A cookie cutter thing.
That's a relationship.
That's true, but you fit the hole perfect.
But Jim,
and we are doing the lead game on CBS, which you know probably has about five times the reach of the studio that I used to do, which I absolutely loved. But now it doesn't. You know, I guess you guys just watch studio shows and not the games. Is
no,
that
right? No,
all right,
no,
all right, Jim. Okay, listen. Is this what you want, Rob?
Don,
put in love's theme.
Don, you have to make up to Jim. You have to make up to Jim.
Put love's theme in there.
Well, guys, I mean, you know, I'm
Jim.
I'm available to listen to anything you guys have to say. You know who my agent is. You guys can call him and somehow make up the whole thing. And
listen to
Jim,
convince
them this is something that's important for my career.
Jim, please stop for a second and listen to what Don has to say.
Jim, we love you. We've always loved you. And we love
just dripping with sincerity.
Jim,
I love you when you go here.
Jim, we love the transformation. When you first came on the show, shy and bumbling, wondering if your segments had gone well, as you climbed the ladder at CBS, eventually screaming you're the man, ripping off your shirt, and
you
now...
know, maybe I am too big for this show now.
And now, the number one guy on the CBS football, the number one guy on basketball, Jim, I say on behalf of everyone... We're sorry.
Please come back to us.
Please come back. And that is all the groveling I will do.
Okay. You've done enough.
All right, good.
It's starting to get ugly.
Will you come back?
I'll come back.
Oh yay. Bravo.
Bravo.
That's wonderful news, Jim.
Are you guys into this NCAA tournament at all?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Rob's 4-year-old daughter will be making her picks as soon as we get done with you. We are very into it, Jimmy.
Who do you like, Jim?
Who do I like?
Yes.
You know, I think maybe Wake Forest.
Really?
What about Georgia Tech?
You know, I think that they could meet Georgia Tech to get to the Final Four if they've already played them twice this year and beat them 2-for-2.
And
everybody's hot on Georgia Tech right now, so I'm going to back off of them. And I'm trying to make a pick that's not an obvious, you know, ho-hummer. Where people are going to yawn and say, oh, big deal. So Jim Nantz picked North Carolina, or he picked Illinois, or he picked Oklahoma State. Everybody's got one of those three.
Are the Duke fans taking over like they always do?
Duke's going to be really a tough team to beat.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Duke and Wake in the final.
Yeah, Duke and Wake in the final?
And the Duke Blue Devils are 7 minutes and 4 seconds away from taking the floor here, and it's going to be just a huge ovation in the background.
Wow.
But I'll still be with you guys here on the show.
Well, no, you won't.
I'll be way down the road by that time.
Yeah, we have to break for commercials. Jim, let me ask you this question, though. If we put you on hold, and this was what was the straw that broke the camel's back with Eisen, if we put you on hold 3 times during a phone call as a gag, would you get so mad that you would send me an email telling me to screw off?
Is that what happened?
Well, more or less.
Yeah.
you see, he was late.
He put you on hold three times?
No, no.
No, we put him on hold three times.
You know, Eugene.
Oh, you put him on hold.
Yeah. We moved the whole show around to accommodate his NFL schedule. And then he was late, and he was late, and he was late. Then when he finally called, we said, well, we'll turn the tables on him, and we put him on hold a couple times. And, boy, you would have thought that we put some hot sauce down his pants.
Yeah, we told him we were doing it as a joke, and it didn't go over too well.
He didn't laugh.
It didn't work out that well.
And, Jimmy, you make us laugh.
Never, ever have any kind of strife in our relationship.
Never, Jim.
Never.
It was beautiful.
It was gold.
Absolutely.
It was magic.
Now we realize that.
Maybe the best relationship I've had going in my whole life.
Jim Nance, we realize you're the one we really love.
Uh-huh.
Please come back to the Don and Mike show.
I mean, how come I made this phone call to you guys? I mean, what made you realize?
I know.
Jim Nance. Jim, we know you're the greatest. You're NFL football. You're NCAA basketball. You're the Azalea Line Fairways at Augusta.
And I know.
You're the man, Jim.
What made this phone call? The fact that we sent an email to your girl or to your agent saying we wanted to have you back. That's why.
Actually, there's a guy here on Press Row who just been bugging me to no end.
Really?
They have time for Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Said they haven't any time for me, the big fella.
Jimmy, if you get through the tournament...
Listen, you guys can talk me up a little bit like this on two or three more occasions. I'll think about coming back.
Oh, very good.
All right, you schedule the next time you want your ass kissed, and I promise we'll do it. And have a great call at the tournament. I'm not kidding.
Actually, if you know me and you do, you know I'm the last guy in the world who wants to hear any of that stuff.
I know, Jim, but we know you're doing great stuff.
It's fun to be out of character.
Jim, this is no kidding. We would love to get you back on the show.
Yeah, we'll do it.
And oh, God, you know you're really going to be pissed about?
We'll do it. Let's do it in the fall. We'll do the football season again.
You know what you'd be really mad about? We actually made a deal with Eisen. We paid him a salary and stuff.
Right.
I mean, we could give you that money and go right to your charity, for God's sakes, every
week. Yeah, we'll do that.
I'm still trying to figure out, but I won't go there.
How about the Three Amigos?
What, are you going to talk about if we owe you money for a bet?
No, you don't know how it happened,
and the answer is we were all drunk.
For Rich Eisen.
No, we were drinking, Jim.
Yeah. Listen, screw him. He's yesterday's news.
Now, he's on the NFL Network, right?
Right.
Yes, that's
not sure.
Right.
But, Jim, don't dwell on that.
Jim, you're with CBS. We love you, and we'd love nothing better. Oh, Jim, how about this?
I'm just having fun. I'm sorry to hear that your experiment with Rich didn't go well, and I'm sure he's going to want to come back also.
No, he's not.
No, not a chance.
He's a good guy.
Jim, if you know it, trust me, he's not. And you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, nothing would look nicer than to have your big smiling mug.
The audience wants to hear a little bit more than this love fest here.
No, the audience is very satisfied. Right, they're now, used to our schizophrenia.
They're listening.
And, Jim... You're the man. You're the man of the NCAA. You're the man of the final.
Stop. You're making me sick now.
Who's the man, Jim?
Jim's the man.
No.
You're not going to say it this time?
Rich is the man.
Right, is there a chance that we...
Rich is not the man. Rich is the woman.
Is there a chance that we could get you to say, I'm the man?
Rich is the man.
Who's the man, Jim? Come on, say it.
No. Rich is the man.
No. I'm telling you, he's a girl.
I think we got to leave it here. We got to leave it here.
All right, we'll pick it up whenever you want to pick it up. But, Jim, I'm glad you called. And welcome back to the family.
I've got the Duke Blue Devils in 2 minutes and 56 seconds
go.
On this floor.
Go, you show off. Go
and
call the game.
I have to hit the restroom before they come out
You're
here.
The greatest. Right. Thanks for calling, Jim.
Hi, Jimmy.
And I hate to get so...
what?
You know what?
What?
What? Personal about the whole thing.
You, all right. You know what? You're
but, I've been sitting here for 5 hours, and it's going to be such an exciting scene when they hit the floor. I might not have any bladder control.
Are you waiting? Are you trying to wait till they hit the floor for us? Is that what you're doing?
Why would I do that?
All right, how long until Duke comes out, until the ovation?
How soon until Duke is on the floor?
Yes, with the ovation.
It should be in about, I'd say about 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
All right, and what about in your case with the bathroom?
I mean, can we talk about something else other than...
yes, what's his name? Sure.
About this whole broken relationship we're trying to repair.
Forget the past.
All right, let's talk about... Jim, I know you love mentioning all of the great hit shows on CBS.
Sure.
Of all the new shows, which is your favorite?
On CBS?
Yeah,
what makes you think I like talking about all the new shows? Because we talk about them all the time, Derek.
Because I always hear you saying tonight on America's Most Watched Network.
Most Watched Network, CBS.
Yeah.
I have a question, Jim. Have you had a chance to meet Mark Addy?
Oh, Rob, you get the prize.
Rob mentions Mark Addy every day on the show.
Have you guys seen Numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Numbers, although they do that thing where the B is like actually like
that's
an A.
It's
quite a show, Jim.
Are you guys so close to Leah Remini?
Now, unfortunately, that's another relationship that has failed.
Is there a pattern here, guys?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, we're starting to think, crowd is starting to get excited.
Oh, really? Are they starting to come out?
Now we're going to get a glimpse of real NCAA excitement with Jimmy Nance. You're going to hear
it. I'm giving you an NCAA tournament moment.
Wow. The Blue Devils taking the floor, Jim.
There you go, right now. You're here.
You're a national champion. This is the first time they hit the floor on an NCAA tournament court. And it's going to be on your air. Are you guys paying a rights fee for this?
This is free.
7.3 seconds, and they'll be out here.
Wow.
The countdown is on.
I feel like this is a little bit, maybe it's fate. Maybe Duke wins the championship because I'm on with Don and Mike when they hit the floor for the first time.
Wouldn't that be something?
How many coffees have you had?
I'm going to completely overhaul my picks. I'm changing my brackets. I'm picking Duke to win it all.
Wow.
Now he says Duke's going to win it all.
It's in my mind now.
Oh, wow.
What's going to happen here is the chant for Duke begins. We're going to have the horn go off in 14.7 seconds.
This is awesome.
And then they're going to run out of the floor led by J.J. Redick.
He's Jim Nance.
Charlotte, it's a... Obviously,
type A.
Following here like there's a North Carolina.
Wound tight.
So I'm saying, there's the horn. Here comes J.J. Redick. Remo Chione behind him. And the Duke Blue Devils, ladies and gentlemen, are in your car with Don and Mike.
Jimmy, my God.
What a home run.
The Duke just won the championship. Mike, a great home, a fourth national championship to Mike Krzyzewski and the Duke Blue Devils in here first.
Oh, that is awesome.
Jim Nance, my God. You sound like you're on crack. Boy, are you wound up.
Oh, fantastic. Jim?
Jim?
I think he's gone.
Jim's gone. He's gone.
He had a job to do.
Hey, talk about a guy that's coming back on the show.
That was a comeback.
Wow.
And how great is that? You know, of all that praise, guys, that's nice, but anyone who knows me knows that's not what I want to hear.
I know. That, you know what? That's a better Jim Nance than we ever got before.
Oh, yeah. He was wicked good. Wicked wow. Yeah.
There's the sound of the horn. Here they come.
And how about him with the Rich Eisen stuff?
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That was great.
No, I'm not the man.
CBS's own Jim Nance.
Rich is the man.
Wow.
Rich is the man.
Well, look to hear Jim Nance back on the Don and Mike show in the fall.
We'll get him back during football season.
Absolutely.
That's good. That money we are wasting on Eisen, we'll give to his charity.
Yeah. Jimmy the Three Amigos. Don.
All wound up.
Three Amigos charity.
Of course, my radio buddies.
My radio buddies, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. Do you remember the greatest Jim Nance ever? This was, I think, during the Tuck game or the next year. It was in Foxborough where it was snowing and it was going to be like 3 degrees. And he came on the air that day.
Those fans are going to be,
guys.
They're going to lose some people.
Guys, the NFL should think about calling this game.
Yes.
It's an 8 p.m. kickoff on Saturday night.
It's a terrible thing to do to the fans.
But remember, especially after this appearance he just made, how short he was on confidence when you first had him on.
He is a blast.
He's that changed.
Because what he gave us there was really, that's the Jim Nance you get on the broadcast.
Right.
Too, you know?
I know.
Here they come, the horn sound. He's the Batman of sportscast.
Yeah, he's Adam West.
He really is. And there they are. There's Miranda.
I never met a girl like this before. Jim Nance.
Gotta Frank be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
In Virginia West on 66 after an at least she got in a left shoulder and accident there. It is causing a bit of a delay right now. Be extra careful. All AirTran Airways destinations are now on sale. Book at AirTran.com by January 17th for travel through May 24th. For restrictions, visit AirTran.com. AirTran Airways, go. There's nothing stopping you. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
3FM.
You don't have to break the bank for dinner tonight. Get two fresh value meals at Subway for only $8.99 after 4 p.m. Get 2 6-inch subs, 2 21-ounce drinks, and 2 bags of chips for only $8.99. Subway, eat fresh.
EB from the Junkies here, and I want everybody to know that Best Buy is the best place to get all the things you really wanted for the holidays. If you didn't get exactly what you were looking for this year, Best Buy is just the place for you. They have all of the hot electronics you love, including MP3 players like the hot iPod. On the plane to Puerto Rico this year, everybody had an iPod. The Nano, the Shuffle, that cool black iPod, the iPod Mini. Of course, Best Buy has all the notebook computers you could want so you can work or surf the internet practically anywhere. They have the latest the coolest cell phones like the Motorola Razr, so you're never too far out of touch. They have all the music and movies you love, from new releases to classics to last year's hot TV shows like 24 and The West Wing. And Best Buy has the newest and greatest digital cameras and camcorders, so you can capture all those special moments. If you don't know exactly what you want, the nice folks at Best Buy are also there to offer you suggestions and ideas. So, if you didn't find what you really wanted this year under the tree or in your stocking, don't worry. Best Buy is standing by to take care of you.
20th Century Fox and Happy Madison Productions present...
Dude. Think about your grandma's house?
Grandma's boy.
Do you remember my grandson, Alex?
How old are you now?
36.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
My grandson's gay, too. I'll give you his number.
Warning. Josh has been spending our rent money on Filipino hookers.
You're a hooker!
This movie contains foul language. I don't give a fuck. Strong sexual content.
You are my first.
You are my...
3,000-something.
I still want a condom.
And illicit behavior.
He had quite a kick.
I hear my hair growing.
Tomorrow.
Rage!
You'll laugh.
I feel like Tom Cruise's cocktail.
You'll cry.
Why are you so sweaty?
Oh, I started a fight club.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa!
What is that ringing? Do I have a tumor?
Forget what you were just talking about. Happy Madison's Grandma's Boy. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents. Tomorrow, only in theaters. Go to grandmasboymovie.com.
Do you have trouble falling or staying asleep? Are you awake until all hours of the night? If so, please listen closely to this announcement. This is not a sales solicitation. Participants from our area are needed to evaluate a new treatment for insomnia on behalf of a major pharmaceutical manufacturer. This research study is at absolutely no cost to you and includes an initial consultation, study medication, and follow-up visits to evaluate your progress. Compensation may also be provided in exchange for your time. So if twisting in bed, wrestling with your pillows, and staring at your alarm clock sound like your nights, call now to see if you qualify. Remember, this study is at absolutely no cost to you. Call toll-free 1-888-528-4664 or log on to www.yourinsomnia.com. That's 1-888-528-4664. 1-888-528-4664.
If you want to be in the middle of the playoff action, if you'd like to experience head-to-head competition of the bowl games with your favorite team, head to Hooters.
Get on up and get on down to Hooters.
Hooters has everything you need for football, including America's favorite cheerleaders, the world-famous Hooters girls. Get a Hooters game day fun pack to go for tailgating or for your own football party. With every 50 wing to go purchase, you get a Pepsi 2-liter free. Plus, you get $5 off your next dine-in visit. Better yet, have your football party at Hooters. And there's a lot of football on this time of year. Hooters is your football party headquarters. To find your nearest Hooters, just log on to Hooters.com. Hooters, the cure for the common football party.
Get a free Pepsi 2-liter with any Hooters 50 Wing to go purchase. Offer available at any Washington area Hooters, including their newest location in Laurel, for a limited time only. Call Hooters to place your to-go order today.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's
reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Do you have trouble falling or staying asleep? Are you awake until all hours of the night? If so, please listen closely to this announcement. This is not a sales solicitation. Participants from our area are needed to evaluate a new treatment for insomnia on behalf of a major pharmaceutical manufacturer. This research study is at absolutely no cost to you and includes an initial consultation, study medication, and follow-up visits to evaluate your progress. Compensation may also be provided in exchange for your time. So if twisting in bed, wrestling with your pillows, and staring at your alarm clock sound like your nights, call now to see if you qualify. Remember, this study is at absolutely no cost to you. Call toll-free 1-888-528-4664 or log on to www.yourinsomnia.com. That's 1-888-528-4664.
1-888-528-4664. It's time to shake things up again!
It's the mother of all homecomings.
The WWE has come back home.
Every Monday, WWE Raw comes home to USA Network, the place where it all began. Featuring Stone Cold Steve Austin, the champ John Cena.
You want to do something, you just do it.
The boss, Mr. McMahon, Hall of Fame legend Hulk Hogan.
If you want a match with me, all you had to do was ask.
Mick Foley, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, the Divas, and the return of Triple H.
The King is back on his throne.
Back to play the game. The WWE Raw Homecoming.
This is Monday Night Raw.
Every Monday at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
Get USA on Cox Cable for $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 703-480-6222. Expires 1906. New customers only in Cox wired serviceable locations.
Golfers, make 2006 the year you get your game in shape at Club Golf, Maryland's premier indoor golf training center, located right off 270. It combines expert instruction and state-of-the-art practice facilities. If you live in Maryland and you're serious about improving your game, get to the Club Golf Open House this Tuesday, January 10th. Sign up for the open house and your free evaluation at 301-519-1920. That's 301-519-1920.
Admit the guilt, Mr. Shatner. Priceline doesn't let you choose your own hotel.
That's not true.
You are under oath, sir.
Yes, but now, on Priceline, you can pick your exact hotel. Book exactly what you want from our list of great deals. You don't have to bid if you don't want to.
So if I pull up the website right here...
You'll see it right there. Any more questions, Counselor? Priceline. Shop, compare... save.
Hey, Redskins fans, this is for you, man. We brought it back.
The Washington Redskins thank their legions of devoted fans for helping push their team towards the playoffs.
We keep, you know, pushing us on because believe us, when we out there, we feel y'all.
I want to say a big thanks to everybody back at home, all the fans that helped us get those games at home. I want to give them a lot of credit on this.
Without you guys, man, we're all in it together, man, a whole community, man.
The area's best selection of Redskins playoff merchandise is available at official Redskins stores. Check Redskins.com for store locations.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Free FM, 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, which side of the bed do you want?
You're sleeping on the sofa, Mr. Powers.
In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that the only reason we're sharing a room is to keep up the context that we're a married couple on vacation.
Right. Shall we shag now or shall we shag later? How do you like to do it? Do you like to wash up first? You know, top and tails. pause, boss. Personally, before I'm on the job, I like to give my undercarriage a bit of a how's your father. I'm just joking, Vanessa. I'm just trying to get a rise out of you. That's all for giggles.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Yeah, cool it. And welcome back, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike. And I'm your host, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you. Can we bring the music down a little bit? Back off. Yeah, that's nice. Thank you, Johnny. Johnny behind the board today, John Norman. Don and Mike back on Monday. The whole crew back on Monday with plenty of stories about the recent vacation. And I don't want to forget to remind you, for all things Don and Mike goings-on, go to donandmikewebsite.com. And don't forget to visit the star. And with that said, let's get into the next segment of Best Of. This is truly one of everybody's favorites. I don't know what else to say, but here's another edition of Tobacco Road on the best of Don and Mike.
And we are ready now for the return of Tobacco Road.
Yeah.
That's where we had the whole Indian theme, because we're going to be calling today and talking to some people who make Indian cigarettes.
Real cheap ones.
A lot cheaper than regular cigarettes.
Oh.
Let me see. A carton of regular cigarettes around the country goes from anywhere from $35 to $70 a carton.
Yeah.
You can buy these Indian cigarettes for $16 a carton.
Hallelujah.
Well done. So, they got a website.
They're going to sell for less than half the cost of brands like Marlboro and Camel.
They've got a website. We'll call them up now. Turn this thing on.
Hello. Try to create the voice box effect for Tobacco Road.
Hello. There you go.
Getting warm.
There we are. Hello, Mike. Hello, Don. How are you, Mike? I'm very curious about the Indian cigarettes. Welcome to Tobacco Road. We do not have our voice boxes, but through the miracle of modern technology, we can communicate with these handy little devices.
The only thing you have to keep in mind is that today you are Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
When you see Ronnie and Rhonda.
Don Camel. And I'm Michael Team. Call them up, Rob. Let's talk to the cheap cigarette people. You should also know. Let me turn this off for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You should also know that while we talk to them.
Yes.
And this is the way we speak when the machine is on.
Right.
This is what they will hear. They will not hear.
It kind of disappoints me a little bit.
Oh no, it's a new twist.
Okay, but I like it when when they hear us, because they can never call us on it.
We can turn it on.
Oh, we can.
Hold on. We can. There we go. Now we make it so they hear this too. Yeah. Oh, please, Donnie. You got it, Mike. Thank you. Welcome to Tobacco Road. We are Don and Mike, the DJs, without voice boxes. They just made tobacco, all natural cigarettes.
Wow.
They're called, what are they called? Who cares? I'm dying in the year 2024, according to the website we went to yesterday. And my due date is Tuesday. What's the deal, Rob? I am on hold.
Ironic.
Hang on 1 second for Don and Mike, okay? When you hear voices, you'll be on the radio. Hang on. Buzz will lead the intro.
Okay.
You're Don Camel, and I'm Mike O'Teen.
Mike O'Teen.
Are you ready, Buzz?
Yes, ready.
Here we go. And hit it.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. It's time for Tobacco Road with your hosts, Don Camel and Mike O'Teen. Now, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, friends. And welcome to another edition of Tobacco Road. It is so good to have you back. another edition. We're smoking. I'm Don Campbell. And I'm Michael T. All things smoking for all people smoking. Even if, like us, you have to use a voice box to be heard. A very exciting show today as we talk about Native Americans making cheaper cigarettes. They have great casinos, and I know that I'm tired of paying big bucks for cigarettes, so I may, as I've done with my casinos, go Indian. Let's welcome to the show Ronnie and Rhonda. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. We are very excited about the cigarettes that you are selling. Could you tell us about them?
I'm sorry, sir?
Could you tell us about the cigarettes?
Yes, sir. We have all the native made cigarettes. It's all the native manufacturers, which is consist of Native, Sandia, Smoking Joe, Market, Lewiston.
How much cheaper, Ronnie, what? Are your cigarettes than, for instance, Camels?
Well, sir, Camels, I believe, are somewhere in the 30 to 40 mark. Our cigarettes start at $13 a carton, and the highest one is $16 a carton.
Do you sell menthol?
Yes, sir. We have all flavors, full flavor, down menthol light, the ultra light.
Johnny sucking on a menthol nicotine drop drop now. Tell me something, please.
Okay.
How many cigarettes in a day do you think I have smoked today?
Oh, well, not knowing you, so that'd be kind of hard to answer.
I'll tell you. I've smoked 212 cigarettes since I woke up this morning. No small accomplishment, since he's done it through his blowhole. As you can guess, this is costing me a small fortune. How much would 200 Indian cigarettes cost me?
You're about $14, but the point is, sir, you wouldn't smoke that many of these because these don't have the chemicals in there to make you continue to crave the cigarette.
Oh, but it is the chemicals that I like.
Well, it's the chemicals you don't need, though.
Are they tasty like the cigarettes from the big companies?
Yes, sir.
How about full flavor?
Well, sir, it doesn't really matter if it's full flavor light or ultra light, because normally if you smoke ultra light, you just smoke more.
Do you sell them in regular and 100?
Yes, sir.
Which would be best? After dinner, when I am having a piece of pie a la mode and a big cup of Joe, I like to have 8 or 10 cigarettes with my dessert. Could you recommend a brand?
Well, yes, sir. The Native makes a very good menthol. Sandia makes a very good menthol.
May I ask a question?
Okay.
How? Excuse me. That was a Native American joke. How?
Okay. Hey,
how are your cigarettes made?
How are they made?
That was my question.
They're made the same way any other cigarettes are made, out of a Mark 8 and Mark 9 machines, but they just don't, there's just not anything added to this tobacco.
The Native Americans must be making lots of money.
But see, also, these cigarettes don't have the accelerants in there that makes them burn faster. It makes them burn up faster. Our cigarettes don't have that.
Do you have Heep 'em Big Quality?
Yes, sir.
You do. That's wonderful. Do you use the product?
Yes, sir. I'll smoke one right out.
How many have you smoked today?
Well, sir, I'd say this is probably about my 10th or 11th one.
Good for you. But you're not trying hard enough.
Well, I smoke whenever I want to. And I think it's about all I've wanted today.
Now is the most important question for you. Could you send us some?
Of course.
We will be glad to plug your website. How many could you send us? How many cartons?
We need 10 cartons per person.
10 each?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Good. Cigarettes for Don and Mike are like food. Good. Good. Did you say 10 cartons each?
Yes, sir.
How about Sky Dancer?
Yes, sir.
Is that one of your brands I see on your website?
Yes, sir. Sky Dancer is one of our, one of our bigger sellers.
Do you in any way resemble the Indians from the television show F Troop?
No, sir.
You do not. What about Dances with Wolves?
Well, that's some beliefs, yes.
Wonderful. Just to repeat, that's 10 cartons of Sky Dancer cigarettes each?
Yes.
Good. So good. Your website is www.b2er23.com/native. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I would like to wish you the very best of luck. Hope you are able to smoke a peace pipe in celebration of the Indians' dirt cheap cigarettes. Our best to you and the whole Squaxin tribe. Would you like to give your phone number now?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
It's 1-877-318-6555.
Thank you for being on our show. Did you have a good time?
You did?
Did you have a good time?
No, yo aquí estaba y la que habló, la que habló.
Is there a Spanish man on the phone? What language are you speaking? Hello? What's going on, Ronnie? You are on the air. This is Don Campbell and Mike O'Teen. Ronnie, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Who is on the telephone?
This is Ronnie.
But I heard a Mexican.
They must be on your end.
Oh, we don't have any Mexicans here. Ronnie, hablo español.
Well, we don't have any here either.
Okay, good for you. Have you had a good time being on our show?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel you got ripped off in the whole Isle of Manhattan deal? Wasn't that Beads?
No.
Isn't that how America got Manhattan and New York City for Beads? Or is my history flawed?
Well, sir, you know, I figure it's kind of hard for me to explain my feeling toward that. I feel like that there is people, Indians, that have been ripped off. But I can't really say that I'm one of them that's been ripped off.
Then I say to you, take your cigarettes and stick it to the man. Yes, lower prices mean more cigarettes. More power to you, Ronnie.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hold on, please.
And thanks for listening to another edition of Tobacco Road from the Westwood One Radio Network with your hosts Don Campbell and Nick O'Teen. Brought to you by Safeway, featuring a special on Topol, the smoker's tooth polish.
Thanks, Buzz. Incidentally, no one believes that crap about you stopping smoking.
Really?
We think it's a bunch of hooey. Put away that nicotine sucker. I'm trying to smoke 300. 100 cigarettes before the end of the show. Yes, put him on hold.
And now, let's see what the guy thought. I think it was Ronnie, the subject. That's the most
thank you
fun
so
I've
much
had.
For joining us.
He didn't know
did you have
it
a good time? I bet you're going to see a lot of action on your website tonight.
Yep. Yeah. Him and DCR TV.
And you know what? I will get in touch. I don't know if they really wanted those sky dancers or not. I will give you a call if it turns out. I think they might have just been having some fun. But I do appreciate your offer. Have a great day. And give my best to Rhonda. Is Rhonda your wife? She was very nice. Thank her for me.
Ooh.
Have a good one.
Keep them pretty. Rob, you shouldn't have pulled off on the cigarettes. Then we got Joe Ardinger in the back.
Yeah. All right, so what did the guy say?
He said, it was different, sir.
That was great.
Okay.
I love it.
That's Tobacco Room. That's a good one.
Yeah, boy, that was good.
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
In Virginia West on 66 near Network 2, the incident there is now over to the left shoulder. It's adding to delays from the Beltway. Looking to satisfy your hunger day or night? Well, McDonald's is open till midnight or later with many open 24 hours. I'm loving it at participating McDonald's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 1067 WJFK.
Free FM.
We're back.
And I have a question for you guys.
Oh, my.
Game show guys,
yeah, it was horrible.
It's awesome.
Here
I love
we go.
It.
What do these shows have in common? Seinfeld. Cosby, Friends, Cheers,
funny.
And My Name is Earl.
They're all cartoons.
What's wrong with you?
They're not?
They all became huge comedy hits on Thursday.
Oh,
what? Mr. My Name is Earl.
They moved
it. Tuesday.
They moved it to Thursday nights. My Name is Earl and The Office are now on Thursday.
Oh,
on
really?
Tonight. It's actually four comedies. Really good ones, too. They got Will and Grace and a new show from the writers of Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Four Kings.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah. Seth Green?
Yeah, Seth Green. The guy from
Austin Powers?
Uh-huh. Very funny guy. And then, of course, the hottest hour on television, which is
my name is
Ernie
Hoffman.
I love it.
Yes, we know.
So wow. So Thursday nights on NBC is like
great.
They got like wall to wall comedy.
Big night
I call
comedy.
It wall to wall comedy.
Right.
I like that. It's like a carpet.
Yeah, exactly. It's not shag.
No.
This is high end comedy.
That's right. More jokes per square inch than any other night
like
of comedy.
This is handmade comedy.
Tonight, 2 hours of comedy. I love it.
That's right. Andy R.
All new.
NBC.
From Steven Spielberg, the acclaimed director of Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, comes the film Time Magazine calls his boldest feat yet, a masterpiece, Munich.
I'm speaking to you live just outside the Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany.
The world was watching in 1972 as 11 Israeli athletes were murdered at the Munich Olympics.
They're all gone.
This is the story of what happened next.
We want to ask you, will you undertake a mission?
We have 11 Palestinian names. Each had a hand in planning Munich. We want them dead.
The National Board of Review, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, People Magazine, and the Los Angeles Times have all named Munich one of the 10 best films of the year. Now Munich has been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for Best Screenplay and Best Director Steven Spielberg.
Every civilization finds it necessary to negotiate compromises with its own values.
Munich, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, now playing in additional theaters tomorrow.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable, it's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, your neighborhood wireless zone location, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
The Junkie. Mornings on Free FM.
I wanted the boys to hear that.
It's freaking...
This is Britney's husband, Kevin Federline.
What is that?
I want to know
that,
what...
Is that Pickle's house?
What's a Bobo Za? Anyway, that's what I want to know. I mean, you could play this at a techno, you know, to wave...
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't even
and a wave.
I mean, the boss will
and a wave.
He said a wave.
What a dummy.
I meant raid.
You can hear
that a raid. Seriously, it fits in the kind of the techno
and
lasers.
A raid?
And a rave, Ricky.
Yeah, seriously.
Could you be more?
Shoot me.
Did you not sleep like that?
Could you be whiter?
The Junkie. Now, every weekday morning. On Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
It's late, and you just can't fall asleep. Again. Another frustrating night of twisting and turning in bed, staring at your alarm clock, hoping that you'll manage to get a few hours of sleep before getting up for work. But it just keeps getting closer to tomorrow. Sound like your night? You may be suffering from insomnia, so please listen closely, and then give us a call. This is not a sales solicitation. A study site in your area is currently seeking volunteers from our area to evaluate a new treatment for insomnia on behalf of a major pharmaceutical manufacturer. This study is at absolutely no cost to you and includes an initial evaluation, study medication, and follow-up visits to evaluate your progress. Please call now and leave us a message, and we'll contact you tomorrow with information about the study. Call now, 1-888-528-4664, or log on to www.yourinsomnia.com. Dial toll-free 1-888-528-4664. That's 1-888-528-4664.
Okay, it's 10:57 p.m., I see, and I'm calling your car insurance company.
Hello, you've reached the office of Paul McKee. My office hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Please leave a message at the beep, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Answering machine, not a good sign. Okay, let's try Geico.
Geico Auto Insurance, this is Dan. How may I help you?
Well, hi there, Dan. Yeah, I wonder, could you answer a kind of a personal question?
Okay, I guess so.
Great, great. You're not by any chance an answering machine, are you?
No, I'm not.
Not in any way. You're sure about that?
I'm sure.
Great. Good to know, Dan. Thanks.
Okay. Glad I could help.
Talk to a real car insurance specialist 24-7, not to an answering machine. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're a regular listener, you know I hate to spend money, especially when I can get the item free. I'm referring to extended warranties. For years, I've purchased extended warranties for my cars, but now there's a better way to get extended coverage, and it's absolutely free. It's the BG Protection Plan, and it covers major lubricated parts up to 7 years or 150,000 miles. Simply have your BG flushes performed according to the terms on the BG Protection Plan, and you're covered. Then enjoy the hundreds or thousands you've saved. Let's face it, you have to perform regular preventive maintenance to keep an expensive traditional warranty in effect. And those same BG services get you a free BG warranty. The BG Protection Plan. I'm in. How about you? For details and a nearby participating shop, call 800-327-8883 or on the internet, bgfindashop.com. BG products, always your best choice.
Doing business the right way every day.
If your New Year's resolution is saving money, hurry to Kuhn's Honda for big savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles. The area's fastest-growing Honda dealer has huge savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles, and you'll be helping a worthy cause. During the 7th annual Kuhn's for Kids campaign, we're donating $50 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for every vehicle we sell.
Doing business the right way.
Customer first, you get $500 in service coupons, computer and internet access at the dealership, free car wash with each service visit, guaranteed availability of advertised specials, and this Kuhn's Honda exclusive, a lifetime warranty on any vehicle repairs we perform. Experience customer first and help St. Jude Children's Research Hospital when you buy at Kuhn's Honda in Manassas, Virginia. In Business Route 234 or at GrabTheWheel.com.
Hey, Redskins fans, it's for you, man. We brought it back.
The Washington Redskins thank their legions of devoted fans for helping push their team towards the playoffs.
We keep, you know, pushing this on because, believe us, when we out there, we feel y'all.
I want to say a big thanks to everybody back at home, all the fans that helped us get those games at home. I want to give them a lot of credit on this.
Without you guys, man, we're all in it together, man. The whole community, man.
The area's best selection of Redskins playoff merchandise is available at official Redskins stores. Check Redskins.com for store locations.
Tonight, it's here. The return of NBC Comedy Thursday. Four great comedies, one big night.
This is fun.
Starting with Will and Grace. And from the creators of Will and Grace, the new comedy Four Kings with Seth Green. Then, the season's number one comedy hit, My Name is Earl, on its new night.
You gotta love it.
With the other big hit of the fall, The Office.
Drum roll!
Will and Grace, Four Kings, My Name is Earl, and The Office. The return of NBC Comedy Thursday, tonight.
Your exclusive home for the playoff-bound Washington Redskins. We are 3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't point your finger at me, woman. You're the one who parks him in front of the TV and makes him watch all them Muppets. They got frogs kissing pigs. What the hell did they think was going to happen?
We are not going to get anywhere by attacking each other. We have to do the sensible thing. We'll move to Berlin.
What?
Bobby will be accepted there. I read somewhere that Germans, they're very tolerant people. Their culture admires all kinds of freaks.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
That's right, just cool it. Just sit back and cool it. Enjoy the best of Don and Mike coming to you across the entire country on the Westwood One Radio Network. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this fine Thursday afternoon. Remember, tomorrow's Friday, and you know what that means. Well, we'll get to that tomorrow. Anyway, coming up next here on the best of, if I recall correctly, this is lawyer Ron Miller, a lawyer who does porn, and it's absolutely the best of Don and Mike.
Mike, you and I both have a love and an affinity for lawyers.
Of course we do. And we have for years.
And you know they get a bad rap. Buzz, turn that around for just a second,
all
please.
Right.
They get a bad rap. Mm-hmm. You know, like all those jokes, like, what do you call a thousand dead lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
A good start.
A good start, right. Well,
how do you tell if a lawyer's lying?
His lips are moving.
Bada bing.
We are going to try to find, over the coming days and weeks, lawyers to make you proud to know a lawyer.
Very good.
But we've got him now. He was in court this morning out in California. His name is Ron Miller. You'll find out in a moment why he is our lawyer of the month. Maybe lawyer of the season.
I give him lawyer of the year.
Lawyer of the year.
Wow.
He's pretty great.
It's incredible.
Anyway, we're calling. He knows he's going to be on the air?
Absolutely.
Okay. Calling lawyer Ronald S. Miller.
Come on, dude.
Pick up. This is busy cell.
Hello.
Is this Ron?
Yeah.
Ron. Hi, it's the Don and Mike Radio Show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us. You are our lawyer of the month. Can you tell us, before we talk a little bit about you, can you tell us, we know that, seriously, you were in court this morning. Can you tell us what kind of case you are handling this morning?
I was handling an arraignment for a client of mine who has been charged with making criminal threats and harassing and annoying telephone calls.
So you are a defense attorney?
Criminal defense, yes.
Mm-hmm. But Mike, that's not why he is our attorney of the month.
Don, I can't stand the suspense.
Mike, not only is he a defense attorney,
yes,
a DA,
right,
not only was he in court today,
right,
he also has a very active porn career.
Really?
And if you go to dirtyoldlawyer.com,
wow.
Buzz, turn the screen around. And now scroll down.
Oh, my
Hold
God.
On. Scroll down and check out some of the photos.
And is
that's
he,
him.
That's you? That's you, Ron?
That's him.
That's
and,
me.
And his genitals and everything. He's having sex with girls.
Ron, how long have you been in porn?
Oh, look at Buzz has just opened up one of the windows.
Oh, dear, man.
I bet you did. No, I've been in front of the camera for about 8 years.
And how? May I ask, how old are you, sir?
I am 56 years old.
56
now,
years old.
He has a porn name.
Okay.
Yeah, during the day, if you have a parking ticket, a dispute with a neighbor, you might call Ronald Miller. If you want some good porno, you want to tape...
My God!
You want to... Oh, you're seeing more of the video there?
Wow.
On his website? You want his porno name, Mike? It's Don Hollywood.
Don Hollywood.
Don Hollywood.
They erected a sign for me.
Your legal career?
Actually, my porn career started as a business venture. I created the first consumer show for the adult industry at the Los Angeles Convention Center. I was crazy enough to bring porn into a very conservative venue. And
look at him. Look at his website.
10, 11 years ago, and shortly thereafter, my then-girlfriend, now wife, Brooke Hunter, wanted to do her first scene, and I set that all up for her through the production companies that I knew. And a few days before she did the scene, she says, "I want you to do the scene with me, honey."
Oh, wow.
Isn't that a nice wife?
That is nice.
Well,
so can you just tell us, when you're in court in front of a judge...
He kind of looks like a good fellow with this website. I mean, he's got the cigar and,
Have you seen him without his clothes on, though?
Yeah, yes, I have. Yeah.
When you get into court, Ron, or Don, whichever name you feel comfortable with in this context, have you ever had a judge bring up the fact that you are a pornography star?
Great question.
Many of the judges that I appear before on a regular basis know that I have another career in the adult entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Occasionally there's conversation in chambers. It's really had no effect on my professional life.
Hold on. Look at the picture Buzz just found on the
website. Oh, my.
Yeah, can I just say something? That is an exit, not an entrance.
Well, I think he's all right. He's okay.
Still, it's
you
close.
Always get confused with those
it's
things.
Still very close. It appears you're giving your closing arguments there. in that picture. How many pornos have you been in?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Something over probably 500-600 plus.
Would you have any porno fans out there that would recognize the name Don Hollywood and call in if they've seen your movies?
Well, I sure hope so.
Who are some of the biggest actresses you've worked with?
Hold on. You
wait, height or name?
Name. As far as names, I mean, people that names that guys might know that are into the, porn.
You mentioned being in judges' chambers. Were you ever in Marilyn Chambers?
as a matter of fact, I was in Marilyn Chambers' very last movie about 3 years ago. I'm going to come back to three movies, the last of which was Edgeplay. My wife co-starred with her, and... I didn't actually perform with Marilyn, but it was quite a turn-on because I got up from the sex scene that I was doing that Marilyn was watching, approached her with, "Come on, honey, you know you want some of this."
Can you imagine that you get involved in some legal dispute and someone says, "Have you tried Ronald Miller? He's great."
And they have no idea that
And you meet with him and he seems okay, and then you get home and he gives you his card to the website, and you go to... Dirty old lawyer.
Yeah, I'm sure, Ron, I'm sure you've lost clients because of that, right?
Not a one.
Really?
Wow.
Not one. I disclose to all of my clients what my other business interests are.
Huh.
And because I feel that in order to maintain a good attorney-client relationship, there has to be some level of trust. And, there's always the chance that somebody's going to flip on... an adult television channel and go,
"Oh my God!"
Ron,
on the other end of that thing, that looks like my lawyer.
Do all your clients get off?
All of Don Hollywood's clients get off. If you know at the top, my track record is actually pretty good. In criminal defense, if you do a competent job, you generally leave clients in a far better position than would have been had they not retained good qualified.
So a lot of life sentences instead of death penalties, right?
Well, I told a client one time I got the penalty cut in half. They would only use one cyanide capsule instead of three.
Buzz, what is that picture you just clicked on?
That was the exit that you mentioned earlier, actually, apparently.
Oh!
I was right.
Oh, been there. Well, that, was, no, you weren't right. That was another picture.
Yeah, it was another picture.
But in this picture, yeah.
Jesus. What a mess that is.
Not really. Hollywood has a full-service law firm.
Full-service law firm. Wow.
Hold on. I think we have someone on the phone who may have seen one of your movies.
My goodness.
Sure.
Got your fans calling. Here we go. Here's a guy named John. John, hello. You're on with Ron Miller / Don Hollywood. Have you seen any of this lawyer's pornography?
I don't recall if I've seen him exactly, but he said his wife's name, and I do recall seeing a couple films with her in it, and she saying that she only actually did something with men that was, I believe, her husband.
Oh, okay. All right. And then is your wife famous in the industry, Ron?
She's fairly well known. She's a multiple AVN winner, and she's a performer as well, tours gentlemen's clubs, and no, she works with lots of guys.
And I never got the question answered as far as the women you've worked with. Any noteworthy porn stars that women that we might know?
About Jenna?
Oh, I did work with Asia Carrera.
About,
I have worked with Shayla LaBeouf.
What about the Lynn sisters?
Ginger
Lynn, Amber Lynn?
No, not Lynn. I worked with Ginger. I've been in, I was in one of Ginger's last movies.
Mm-hmm. You seem to be in a lot of these last movies, Ron.
Well, you know, when you come into porn when you're like 48, 49 years
old, yeah.
You're sort of like, you never know. Could be the last movie.
You ever worked in the Silver
series. I tell producers all the time, you know, you may get the ultimate pop shot. I could come and go at the same time. My age, who knows?
You ever work with an actress named Beth Ann McBride?
No. No, I said not.
She's new. She's new to the industry.
Well, I'll have to work my way around.
All right, let me see. We got another call for you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi there. I was calling to see if Don and Mike are still on in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, of course we're on in Portland, dummy. Turn on Max 910, for goodness sake.
No.
That's the second call we just got about that. Sorry about that, Doc. I mean, Don.
Counselor.
See, I see Don Hollywood. I think of that Michael J. Fox movie, Doc Hollywood.
I just thought of a question for you, Ron. When you're interviewing clients, obviously it's men and women. Have women ever come on to you in your office?
Not in years.
Not in years. Okay.
Normally, that's not the case. The State Bar of California has very, very strict rules about having any sexual contact with your clients.
Okay. How do you feel about the money shot?
How do I feel about it?
Yes.
Great about it.
I feel great about it.
There's money in it. How could he feel any other way?
I look forward to it in every scene I do.
Do you have to take the blue pill or anything?
No. Actually, while not to offend the good pharmaceutical folks that manufacture it,
uh-huh.
Tried one time. Tried half of one.
Right.
I got a horrible headache.
Yep. Oh, you should sue. You should sue. You should sue. You're a lawyer. All right, you got a headache.
I got all congested. Yeah. Anything but in the mood for sex. I will say that the next morning I was exceptionally horny, but it wasn't worth the headache and so on. That's a normal morning.
Okay.
When you go to court, do you wear, like, pajamas or do you wear, I mean, do you wear...
Like a silk robe or something
that? Do you wear regular lawyer clothes when you go to court?
Well, as you can probably see from the website, yeah, I wear, generally wear designer suits.
Nice.
And I guess one of my... One of my known traits is I have about 36 pairs of ostrich boots, all different colors.
Oh, well, that's very wonderful. Very nice. Would there be any particular client in your law firm that we might know? Any famous cases? Any famous people you've got off?
Oh, yeah. You ever work with Mr. Johnny? The late Johnny Cochran?
No, I knew Johnny Cochran years back when he was in the DA's office and when he was first in private
practice. Johnny Cochran.
Uh-huh.
And known him through the years. Most of the other attorneys in the defense bar, all people that I'm friendly with, people like Bobby Shapiro.
Have you thought about sending his widow a card? That we have to delete out, but that's a good movie.
Do you have any famous clients that you've gotten off?
Not really. Some of the
Low lives.
Yeah, I specialize in pretty much a common thug.
All right, let's take a couple of calls here, because now your fans are calling. Here's Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on with Ron Miller, Don Hollywood.
Hey, how often do you shave?
Oh. Are you talking about what down there?
I'm sure.
And the tattoos. They're cool.
You like the taps?
Never seen a lawyer with taps before.
Okay, this is disturbing right now.
Okay, so you...
I've done... a lot of my practice has been devoted to representing members of motorcycle clubs.
The tats are free.
For years. My back piece isn't close to done, but on the one side of my back is Lady Justice, the whore that she is.
Wow.
And the whore she is.
Wow.
The other side of my back is Judge Ego. That would be the hobo clown judge, which is expresses my feelings towards a lot of the judges. Not all, but a lot of the judges I've appeared before.
Judge Ego.
All right, well, listen, let's take one more call, and then, you know, everybody just go to the website.
Wow.
But it's that NSFW thing, you know, not safe for work.
That's right, yeah, so be careful. And I will say that Ron has one of the longest legal disclaimers I've ever seen on a website.
Hello,
really.
Don and Mike Show, you're on with Ron Miller, Lawyer of the Month.
Hey, lawyer, I was wondering if you get any hung juries.
There you go.
I haven't checked them individually.
Never heard that.
That's an ethical conflict there.
That's a good line there.
So the guy's website.
When a jury comes back unable to reach a verdict, that's a win for the defense.
Absolutely.
The website, which is pornographic, is dirtyoldlawyer.com. And what's this other one you've got? Brooksbitches.com.
Well, that's my wife's all-girl site. My wife, while she's done an awful lot of boy-girl scenes, she's gotten numerous awards for her all-girl scenes. So she's started BrooksBitches.com, which is an all-girl website.
There you go. We're on that site right now.
Fantastic.
And do you have to be in court tomorrow?
Oh, gosh, you know, I haven't really looked at tomorrow's calendar. I'm not sure. Actually, yes, I do. I have a street gang, possession of a gun, grand theft gun, felony preliminary hearing tomorrow.
Well, good thing they're all innocent.
Listen, Ron, thanks for being on the show. You're the Don and Mike Show Lawyer of the Month.
Congratulations, Ron.
Hey, thank you very much, guys.
All right, see ya.
There he goes.
Better get that.
That's Ron Miller for Hollywood. What the hell is his name?
Don Hollywood.
Don Hollywood.
The weirdest thing was I was chasing these websites all day trying to find this guy. So I spent some time with Brooks Bitches.
Yeah.
I spent some time at Dirty Old Lawyer. But where would I find him but at the California State Bar?
Really the easiest
there
way.
There you go.
But I wanted to check the other ones first.
You know, lawyer or not, there's something about a 56-year-old guy in a porno movie. Highly disturbing.
He obviously...
qualified, though, for certainly qualified for the industry.
He works out a lot. And he's got a good... He looks 56.
He looks 56, but you will agree he's had a long career.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm impressed by the length of his career, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I'm the width of his experience.
The breadth of his
Yeah. I keep saying this. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Oh, God.
That's what I saw.
That's you guys caught me with a fast one there. I had no idea. I didn't know what to talk to the guy about. For the first 10 minutes, my jaw hit the floor.
There's a quote in his news release, and it says, he's the type of guy that when he sees a sign that says wet paint, he wants to go and put his finger in it.
Yeah, that kind of guy. He's trouble.
Yeah.
But you heard him say, most big motorcycle gangs, he's defended them.
Most all.
He's got guns and drugs tomorrow,
sure.
And then the weekend to recharge.
So we'll put him in our Weirdo Rolodex, and we'll have the link to his website on our website. Just remember,
and Lord knows if any of us get in trouble.
If Junior's around,
he's our guy.
Junior and Missy's around, tell him that, Mr. Lawyer is trying to get an out of court settlement.
Absolutely.
Filing a motion.
Some of those pictures.
And hi to Brooks Bitches, too. Hello, bitches.
How does wife look, Buzz?
And not bad. I think I've seen her before, and I did recognize
brunette, right? She's a brunette.
Let me go back to her website.
I think she's blonde.
Oh, really? But well, you know,
brunette.
The porno stars, you know, depends on the day.
Oh, hold
what
on.
Color her
There's
hair is.
Someone with a thought about his wife.
You're a nasty bitch that no one likes, hey. Bitch.
There it is, and that's right. From the website.
There you go.
I think Brooke is a little younger than him.
You think so?
You think so?
That's our guy, the lawyer of the month. Now, yesterday when we did, Dad doesn't know. What'd you find there, Buzz?
Oh, just more Brooke. You know.
Oh, well, turn around. Let's see.
Answer to the question here. I think that's Brooke. Up there in the upper left-hand corner? Mm-hmm. No.
Hold on
a second.
Brooke
is blonde.
Okay, well, then that would be her with the brunette. Turn it a little bit. Come on, share. Well,
I can't see you. Right. Can you make the picture bigger?
No.
Can you make the box bigger?
No, I can't.
The box on the top of the...
Oh, that's her. Oh, wait, go up to the top. There she is to the left, right there.
Oh, the blonde?
That's her.
Yeah.
Very tiny. Oh, she's lovely.
Yes.
Brooke.
With the 56-year-old lawyer.
Well, he makes a good living.
Don't make the mistake I made.
What's
I went to the other website, Mel Brooks.
Please tell them as our thanks for being on the show. Send them a gift certificate for a free blood test. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM.
Traveling in Maryland on the inner loop on the Belfort at St. Barnabas Road, we have an accident there. Two right lanes are blocked. No idea what to have for dinner tonight. How about the new spectacular 7 deal from Domino's? 3 medium pizzas, unlimited toppings, $7 each. Guess the door, it's Domino's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
GMRI, an established federal IT contractor, is actively searching for Sun engineers, administrators, and other clear technical positions as they continue their strong growth. Visit their website at GMRI.com and click on careers to join the GMRI team.
45 from the Great Taste Club.
No, I still have more taste than fun.
Objection!
You can set this course on this
Great Taste Trial Update. The trial of the century continues.
Your witness, Miller.
You're a referee. Can you tell us what this red flag is?
That's a challenge flag, and it was thrown at Bud Light.
Objection!
Overruled.
This better be going somewhere.
Why didn't you throw your usual yellow flag?
The Bud Light product changed. We needed a review.
And upon further review, isn't it true that Miller Lite still has more taste?
It was conclusive.
I guess Miller Lite just tastes great.
Oh, no, you didn't!
This has been a Great Taste Trial Update. Get more shocking updates at tastetrial.com and judge for yourself today.
July 2005 testing conducted by the Institute for Perception, Richmond, Virginia. Results reflect which beer has more taste, not preference. 2005 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
As official HDTV of the NFL, Samsung has become an inspiration to NFL fans everywhere, showcasing a new reality of sight and sound that boldly carries the experience of watching football to unforeseen levels of passion and intensity. Never again will friends simply gather to watch a little game of football, but will instead, like Samsung HDTV in the NFL, lock arms together to experience America's greatest pastime like never before. Just ask Dan Marino, who watches on his Samsung LCD HDTV. Boomer Esiason on his SlimFit HDTV. Steve Young on his Samsung Plasma HDTV. Or Troy Aikman on his Samsung DLP HDTV. For NFL football, it has to be Samsung. The official HDTV of the NFL.
Go to Circuit City from now until the Super Bowl and talk to a Samsung HDTV expert who can tell you all about HD and our great offers. Go online to Samsung.com/NFL for store listings.
We're back.
I have a question for you guys.
Hey, I'm lying.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It's awesome.
Here we go.
It.
What do these shows have in common? Seinfeld, Cosby, Friends,
they're
Cheers,
funny.
And My Name is Earl.
They're all cartoons.
What's wrong with you?
They're not?
They all became huge comedy hits on Thursday.
Right.
Oh,
what? Mr. My Name is Earl.
They moved
it's
it.
A Tuesday.
They moved it to Thursday nights. My Name is Earl and The Office are now on Thursdays.
Yeah.
It's actually four comedies. Really good ones, too. They got Will and Grace and a new show from the writers of Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Four Kings.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah. Seth Green.
Yeah, Seth Green. The guy
from Austin Powers.
Uh-huh. Very okay. funny guy. And then, of course, the hottest hour on television, which is...
My name is Earl.
I love it.
Yes, we know. So Thursday nights on NBC is like
great.
They got like wall to wall comedy.
Big night
I call
comedy.
It wall to wall comedy.
Great. I like that. It's like
yeah.
a carpet.
Yeah, exactly. It's not shag.
No.
This is high end comedy.
That's right. More jokes
yeah.
per square inch
yeah.
than any other
yeah.
night of
this
comedy.
This is handmade comedy.
No. So Thursdays.
2 hours of comedy. I love it.
That's right.
NDR. All new.
NBC.
Clean up
and
aisle six.
Nacho cheese. Oh, that's crispy ranch.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, cheese.
Oh, Ray, you're going to give me a heart attack.
Sorry. Why are you hiding under the chips?
Shh. I'm trying to spot the new Keno Doubler Tripler Sprinkler from the Maryland Lottery.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Any minute now, someone could buy a Keno ticket and double or triple their winnings. So it's even better than Keno Doubler.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's totally unpredictable. You never know when the Keno Sprinkler's going to come out.
So... do you need camouflage for that?
Bill! Stop, dude!
Dave, gotcha!
How's it going, bro?
I take it you're trying to spot the Keno Sprinkler, too.
No. What's that?
Why are you in the chips?